Saronic selects Brownsville for $3.2 billion Port Alpha Shipyard Project. Updated July 16, 2026. This story includes additional project details and statements released by Saronic Technologies and the Port of Brownsville. Saronic Technologies has selected Brownsville as the home of Port Alpha, a planned $3.2 billion advanced shipyard at the Port of Brownsville. Saronic expects construction to begin in 2026 and is targeting 2028 for the start of operations. The first phase would occupy 835 acres, with the site capable of expanding to nearly 4,400 acres as production grows. The planned shipyard and manufacturing complex would initially be able to produce vessels up to 850 feet long. Saronic said a future expansion could support vessels longer than 1,200 feet. Port Alpha is being designed around advanced manufacturing, software-defined production, and autonomous maritime systems. Saronic, based in Austin, develops vessels and maritime technology for defense and commercial applications. Jobs and economic projections. Saronic expects Port Alpha to create up to 10,000 direct jobs over the next decade. The company said the positions would range from welding and machining to robotics, software engineering, and naval architecture. According to Saronic's announcement, Governor Greg Abbott said the project's annual payroll could reach about $750 million when the shipyard is fully built out. Saronic projects more than $160 billion in economic impact for Cameron County and $264.5 billion statewide. Those figures are company projections and depend on the project's construction, hiring, and operations proceeding as planned. A separate Greater Brownsville Economic Development Corporation analysis estimates $168.4 billion in Cameron County economic activity over the life of the project, including about $1.6 billion during construction and roughly $5.6 billion annually over 30 years of operations. The EDC also estimates more than $203 million in fiscal impact for the city of Brownsville. Greater Brownsville EDC has committed $10 million toward workforce development. Saronic said it plans to work with Texas, Cameron County, and regional colleges, technical schools, and universities on training and apprenticeship programs. Brownsville leaders welcome the project. Brownsville Mayor John Cowan welcomed Saronic to the city and said the project is expected to create new opportunities for local workers, students, businesses, and families. Cowan said Brownsville is ready to support the company's growth and help build the future of maritime manufacturing in South Texas. Mayor John Cowan's statement on Saronic Technologies and Port Alpha. Screenshot provided to BTX Today. Brownsville Navigation District Chairman Sergio Tito Lopez credited collaboration among the state, Cameron County, Greater Brownsville EDC, and Point Isabel Independent School District. Port Director and CEO William Dietrich said the port intends to pursue the growth while protecting the area's environment and waterways. The port said Port Alpha would extend a local shipbuilding tradition dating to the early 1970s. Port officials cited Brownsville's deep water channel, waterfront access, multimodal transportation links, and available land as advantages for the project. Greater Brownsville EDC is also developing the 700-acre Greater Brownsville Tech Park to support suppliers and manufacturers connected to major regional employers. Sources: Port of Brownsville, Saronic Technologies, Greater Brownsville EDC. Brownsville Mayor John Cowan public statement, July 16, 2026, San Francisco Chronicle, San Antonio Express News, MySA.